Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce, and this is City Views. Well, chamber opera is coming to Westminster College with a classic Baroque love story as its first fully staged opera production. Today on the program, we're discussing beauty and pain and beautiful music in Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas. And joining me in studio is Corinne Reidman. She is Dido in the Westminster Chamber Opera production of Dido and Aeneas, which opens this weekend. Corinne, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Also with us, Jeff Pedersen. He plays the Sorceress in drag, no less. And Jeff, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Michael Chipman. He's assistant professor of voice at Westminster College Music Department. He's also directing the production and a beautiful singer in your own right. Michael, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jen. Good to be here.
Westminster Chamber Opera presents Dido and Aeneas on Friday, January 11th and Saturday the 12th at 7:30 at the J.W. Lee's Courage Theater, Jewett Center for the Performing Arts at Westminster College here in Salt Lake City. For tickets and more information, you can call 801-832-2457. I was about to say my number because you can also join our conversation this morning at 801-355-TALK if you've got questions or comments about opera, about this tragic love story, or what it takes to perform opera well. 801-355-TALK is that number. Michael, I'll start with you. Why bring opera to Westminster College?
Well, we started the music program about 3 years, or I'm sorry, the music major about 3 years ago. And it was very clear to me at that time that one of the strongest parts of our music program is the vocal program. And we believe at Westminster that singing is not all about opera, but that opera and classical singing requires people to strive for the highest level of artistic and technical attainment in order to achieve it. So just the process of doing it, in addition to the fact that opera is just a really great art form and there's lots of beautiful music out there to perform, the process of learning how to do it makes people better artists, better musicians, and better thinkers, I think.
So it's as much for the audience as it is for the students who are learning how to really perform this art.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I say, we are producing entertainment, but we're also in the business of education. And these singers come in with talent, and they come in with natural voices. And what we strive to do is to give them the technique and the knowledge and the skills and the abilities that they need to take their talent to the next level. And throwing them into a Baroque opera like this, it's a challenge. I mean, it's a pretty heavy lift to pull off something like this. And they've stepped up, and it's kind of amazing what's happened.
What's the difference between the opera you might see on a big stage, like Utah Opera or the Met, and chamber opera? Is there a fundamental difference?
Yes. Sort of joke that we thought about doing Aida at Westminster, but couldn't fit the elephants through the doors.
a few limitations there.
I've seen that production at the Met, and it's amazing. You know, I mean, the grandeur of grand opera that sort of happened in the the mid 1900s, it sort of became this huge thing. And but the origins of opera are much smaller. And so a lot of the operas that started in the 1600s and some of the earlier, the Baroque and some of the earlier classical operas were intended for small spaces, for younger voices, for smaller ensembles. And because Westminster's a small school, we have small venues and not a huge program, and all undergraduate singers for the most part, chamber opera is an ideal fit for what we're doing. And there are lots of really cool things about it. The space, the intimate spaces make it possible for people to really see the nuances of what's going on between the characters, and to make it a lot more about sort of the relationships of the characters in the show, in addition to the great music.
Speaking with Michael Chipman, he's assistant professor of voice at Westminster College in the music department, and he's directing the production of Dido and Aeneas that opens this Friday and Saturday at Westminster College. And if you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. Just briefly, the story of Dido and Aeneas, it's a love story, it's a tragedy. Do you want to just give us the 30-second summary, Michael?
Sure. Girl meets boy. boy falls in love with girl, girl falls in love with boy, then boy gets tricked into believing that he has to leave, so he leaves, and girl offs herself.
Broken hearts all around. I mean, it's an ancient story set in ancient Greece, right?
Tunisia, actually.
Tunisia.
Carthage.
And yet you decided to stage this in a very different way, in a contemporary setting. Tell us why.
Well, you know, the actual historical character of Dido was kind of an amazing woman, really strong and powerful. And Corinne could probably speak to this as well, because she's done a lot of research on the character. But as I studied the score, it became very clear that this is not about the historical Dido. This is a fantasy of a love story that happened. And even Purcell said that he intended it as a religious or a political allegory for what was happening politically at the time that he wrote it. So the truth I find in this opera is in the music itself. And what I heard in the music was an intense pathos in the character of Dido. And that's the story that we decided to tell, is who is she, why is she in so much pain, and how can we tell that story?
Well, I want to take a listen. You were kind enough to record some of the rehearsals. And this is Corinne Reidman, the title character, Dido, singing Ah, Belinda, I Am Pressed. Corinne, before we take a listen, do you want to set up the scene? What is going on in this particular moment when you start to sing this?
Sure. So what's happening in this scene right now is Belinda, who plays my sister, has created this party to kind of cheer me up, because I've been feeling really down and low, though she doesn't know why, because I can't tell her. And so all the guests have arrived. She's trying to cheer me up, and this is me proclaiming, there's really no reason for you to try and cheer me up, because I am uncheerable.
Okay, we'll take a listen. This is Corinne Reidman in the role of Dido in Westminster College's production of Dido and Aeneas. Corinne Reidman performing as Dido at Westminster College. Beautiful mezzo-soprano voice. How old are you?
I am 26.
Wow, that's a talent. I love it. What drew you to this role of Dido?
That's hard, because at first I wasn't drawn to her at all.
Oh, okay.
Again, like Michael was saying, when I first found out I'd been cast as Dido, I did a lot of research into who she was historically and fell in love with the historical Dido. I'm a big math geek as well, and there's this whole algorithm that's attributed to her and how she created her kingdom of Carthage, which is just extraordinary. And this is not historical Dido. She's a very depressed, troubled woman, and I am not naturally... I can't naturally see myself that way, because I'm a very happy, well-adjusted person, and she is not.
Not so much angst in your life.
Yeah, yeah. So I really had to branch out to out into my my family and my friends, who could help me kind of figure out who she is and try to understand exactly what this pain that she is feeling, and really get a grasp of who she is and why she hurts so much.
There's a lot of depth of torment and anguish she presents, and I think you portray it beautifully through your voice.
Thank you.
Jeff Pedersen, you play a sorceress. Why not a sorcerer?
Well, that's not nearly as much fun for me to dress up like a man. I dress up like a man all the time, so.
Tell me about your character.
Sure. So The sorceress is the real antagonist of the story. I'm the one basically who's trying to ruin Dido's life for no other reason than because I can. And the way that I do this is I trick her boyfriend into thinking that the gods want him to leave her. And so he does. And ultimately, what we've decided to do with our rendition of the story is my character doesn't actually exist. I'm more of a figment of Dido's imagination. I'm her sort of schizophrenic bad half. I'm the one who she imagines is trying to ruin her life, and because she's so depressed and just so on edge, she ultimately lets her delusions take her over and ultimately claim her life.
How difficult was it for you in this role? I mean, not just emotionally, but vocally.
It's not super challenging, just because I'm actually, even though I'm dressed as a woman, I'm singing the range of a man. But I mean, it is opera, so anything that you sing that comes from opera is generally vocally challenging, especially something like Purcell, that's just so emotional. And, you know, they say about Baroque that it's opulence with a rigid underlying order. So, but at the same time, that makes it a lot of fun to sing. As far as emotionally, it's been a bit of a challenge because I'm not naturally inclined to ruin people's lives. And so that's definitely taken a little bit of adjustment as far as making my character seem just so completely evil when I try to be so completely not.
I would also add that yes. There's a long and grand tradition in opera of men playing women and women playing men. And in fact, the recording that I studied when I was doing this, the preparation for this opera, the character of the sorceress was baritone, which mm-hmm. is what inspired me to cast Jeff in that role.
We've got about 30 seconds left, Michael. What are you hoping the audiences and the students gain from this experience?
Well, I think if they come with an open mind and listen to the music and listen to these really incredible students sing their hearts out in this, that they will maybe see a little bit of themselves, maybe open their hearts to a little more compassion for the people in the world that have a little bit of pain, and you know, like we all do. And it's all done through such a beautiful medium with our string players and our harpsichordist and these singers. It's going to be a real treat.
Westminster Chamber Opera presents Dido and Aeneas on Friday, January 11th, and Saturday the 12th at 7:30 at the Jewett Center for the Performing Arts at Westminster College. That's 1840 South, 1300 East in Salt Lake City. You can find out a ticket and more information at 801-832-2457. Michael Chipman from the music department. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Jen.
Jeff Patterson, the sorceress, and Corinne Reidman, Dido. Thanks to you as well, and good luck.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.